Oh, it's very important. We celebrate World Book Day every year, and as a school, we've had a real drive to push reading and to celebrate reading. So I've set up a sort of reading club within school called Team Read, and the children get awarded badges and get recognised for being seen to do sort of spontaneous reading or share books with people in the class, just children who show a love of reading, really. And we sort of recruit those children onto Team Read, and then they sort of spread the message out and encourage more children to join Team Read. We've also set up a staff reading area where we swap books and things. So we're trying to set a good example to the children and show that we read for pleasure and read for enjoyment and just, celebrate books throughout the school as much as we possibly can and encourage reading wherever we can.
There's been some fantastic costumes today. I've been blown away by most of them. Are you impressed?
Oh, absolutely, and we love the ones where they're homemade, where they've put lots of thought into the children's costumes. When they've, not necessarily been out and bought one, they've maybe wrapped themselves up in bandages. Like we had a Mr. Bump that was wrapped up in bandages. So it's great to see all the creativity and share the children's favourite books.
The parents must hate you.
I'm sure they do.
Do you find kids, when they leave school these days, they're more inclined to play electronic games?
Yeah, I think that's definitely sort of the culture that children are much more reliant and used to using electronics. But we do, as well as sort of, supporting ICT in the curriculum, we do make a real point of emphasizing the importance of books and an imagination rather than something being done for you, that books, allow you to use your imagination and create your own ideas and images and pictures. So yeah, there's definitely a bit of a shift towards that.
Is it important parents read to their children?
Absolutely, we try and encourage as much as we possibly can for parents to share books with their children. Children obviously take reading books home, we take library books home, we let children share books or magazines or anything that they'd like to read at home. And we also have reading friends that come into school, which are volunteers, and they come in and try and read with all the children. So every class has got a reading friend that's assigned to them. So we're always on the lookout for more volunteers, more reading friends to come into school. But yes, reading at home really important for our children.